one?
No, this is a sinister poem, the most deceived by it. It's called Love and Happiness. Happiness is a web, suspended in spiny gauze. It drags loosely underneath, a spider called love spinning its intricate face. Happiness is invisible, revealed but once in a while, draped in morning dew, or when soft sheets are drowned in silver curlicue. Happiness is love's domain. Here she passes her time waiting for you. Then mesh yourself in happiness, allow complacency to fill your heart, and blind love will sense your vibes and sidle up to you by fear alone. Soft fingers seeking your sluggish pulse. Don't be afraid, love is also kind to see. One quick stab that castle shut down, it should put you off your bite. Tenderized by love, you'll soon suck into her wild to liquefy within her sun cocoon. In time, love will suck you dry. How else should she spin fresh happiness?
Thank you, Sue. Next step, for the first time, I think she's going to sing this song. We have Laura Dunn.
If I only knew you well, I'd know what only time could tell. You're so loose, baby, it's you. And I come knocking on your door, back to that place we were before. Is it still there? Do you still care? 'Cause I'm so in love with you, and I know you know it's true. You look at me with those eyes. I cannot help but fantasize that you'll be mine, baby, in time. And if you fall upon your knees, begging me to come back, please, you know I'd say, maybe I'll stay, 'cause begging me to come back, please, you know I'd stay, baby, I'll stay, 'cause I'm so in love with you, and I know you know it's true. 'Cause I'm so in love, I'm so in love, I'm so in love with you.
Thank you, Laura. Next up we have Tom McCarthy.
unfortunately I can't follow that, but that's it. It's just from the 5 words earlier. And the summer hay fever makes it hard to advance. It gets you thinking, why take the chance to venture outdoors where there are spores? And it's so humid there is fungus, and your nose becomes humongous. But if you don't get out and walk, your trousers will begin to fall.
Next up, next we have, I'm not sure with the poem or a song, Joe Collins.
Hard to keep strong, emotions crumble, lightning calls, hungry, hungry for, but all I'm getting is this my fault or way it's supposed to be? Must try to be completely at ease, and know that it'll happen to feel at peace, and continue to be. Tired, afraid, scared, lonely, wondering how to just be completely happy always, being who I want to be, seeing what I want to see.
And there's the last round. And next up we have, there's going to be a guest poet in September, Grab or Fart.
Okay, a song as a poem. True soul brother. The wind blows in with thoughts of you. I sit with my pen, my paper too, writing down words that hang in the air, intelligent, gentle, trusting, fair. We are on a journey, walking along similar byways. Every now and then, our path crosses and we spend some time together. But you are young and you are old, strong in your body, wise in your soul. You are like a mirror to me, with the agony and the ecstasy. Can you hear all the people singing, joining in like a big old choir? Can you hear all the voices calling, this is the day, this is the hour? Hey, Stocky, it's your birthday. Shout out loud. Hey, shout out loud. Hey, Stocky, you're my best friend. Challenging, provocative, thoughtful, sensitive, and proud.
Thank you. Next up we have Julie Fields.
I asked Paul if he wanted to announce it, but he told me to call his rant. Just about the bilingual nights we have here, the bisexual bilingual nights we have here. Every 5 to 6 weeks, I suppose, where we do it through, well, the guest poet is an Irish speaker or writer, and I usually do the emceeing through Irish, but also it's bilingual, so also in English. And the attendance has been pretty shocking the last few months, and it's kind of, I feel terrible for the poets to come. It's an incredible atmosphere. I think the Irish language even brings something more magical. So just to ask people who are regulars, I'm not just saying in particular that it's the walls, but people who do come here, just don't avoid the night because it's an Irish, it is bilingual, and just to show support to the Irish writers as well would be great. And thank you very much. I'm going to be at home, but I'm actually inspired to maybe sing a song. Yay!
Only she won't alone. Then she's on the pin doctrine. It's a winter with Mahmashina. No father, 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 Mani Pemirn, oh Mani Pemirn. Dumun Asla, Khumbram Lashti, Pelkri Faglan, Gansmon of Haki.
Labour and strain, in slums adjoining temples where lavish gods do reign, where honest folk in head or veil and truths of greatest consequence of dark disease and doubt the unborn not worth tolerance. Where cliches try to find themselves to meditation, yoga, gurus, where wisdom is ubiquitous but its practice is too few. Still, I would return there for ignorance is not bliss. India is the mouth of the world, experiencing it, kiss. And I return and turn the other cheek for that senseless lap. When sweat and urine, spice and trash explode in nostrils, thunder clap. Where gustatory delights that are taken in every corner, let deli belly take its hold on yogurt's out of corners. And where grazes, smog and downtrodden collide with the colourful dynamism of market traffic saris pouring purple from great prisons. Where sitars and carbons charm both snakes and travellers and disallow of limber sleep awakening dreamers and gobblers. Where the humid and the clammy bays stick and root onto the ground, in a holy lofty philosophical land, minds frequently float around. And where a dawn is a rolling from the dust, and a search for the Rosetta Stone, for the proud enigma that India is, for a brilliant voices that cry along.
Thanks, Mary. Next up we have Patricia Walsh.
It can't be seen how cold it gets if everything is bright outside. A summer dress on a suicide, cake and stash with wild regrets. Wild regrets on steps untaken, measured coldly, sugar free, designed to save not just you and me, not surprised at what we're making. We're making a path made with God, and if you're willing, grant to us. And no extra cost, a heart is focused, fancy sick to shield you from all odds. From all odds, the coach is going into nowhere just as planned. Time and space can't ever bore you, nor claim the longing for a dry land. For dry land eats its own young sometimes, the second mercy now exempt. So catch yourself to green fields of thunder, from bay on dust and be content.
On the comes out from the midfield, pictures of my head begin to fix themselves ever deeper by the hatred my mind is dredging more around. So many people, so many events creep down the stairwell to my psyche, psycho by the dark supply this mind provides. I don't really care about the future, the messages that tomorrow will bring for the market. Hack you the prior to carrying the thrill of tomorrow's agenda. Nor do I care about companionship, the one-to-one venture that burns to death, the peripheral touch in friendship's name. Yes, for all that, it sits on the sitter, my wish my loved ones to serve me. Without effort, they fall away, protesting, to the other prices of all we know. Piping from Dublin in a rented car, so self-contained with naps and stories, it defeats the purpose of my solving the dark age, or terror and tears can only paramount. Enough of that, Oath said. What about it? Repeating injury will not take the weight of sugar and caffeine alone. Enough of that. Now let's shut down the system. We recite, memorial lanes of past glories, the tombs of our loved ones, forgive us and tower. In the midst of this, we cannot but find something that sugar and caffeine can fix.
Thank you, Patricia. I just need to set up some music, background music for the next act. Lady Gru is on the way.
Thanks, it's nice to be here.
Music.
Of a gorgeous machine. It lies a story of a gorgeous machine.
the oil spills and reached the boy's van head dead. He left only a note. I've gone, gone, gone. I've gone, gone to be an angle. Above the cracked mantle, a thorned heart. The gate stirs, a creak, a scream, lifts the torpid air to a condition of unreason, and at any moment they might step across, feel the weight of the gate and a solid leaning arm. Evening draws in, darkness creeping closer, until the gate is all there is, and even that a shaky prospect. Disintegrating under night sleeping ink. The night glides its wings, silent as an owl. Only the wind to attend those ghosts, knowing there is something they need to say. The air crowds round mounds, trees, stones, like little leaves, to carry sorrows, secrets, lost dreams. An unlocked gate shudders. Creates a breach. Invitation to leave.
Thank you, Albert. Before I call up the final reader this evening, is there anyone else you'd like to say at home, perhaps? No? Okay. Simon Deasy, please.
This is called Love Is Enough. Weddawaka Beach was awash with wishes. It seemed so to Joe as he sat in the powdery pastel yellow sand. It snuggled around either side of his hips like the soft cushion of a well-worn chair. The people here seemed peaceful, Joe thought as he watched them, as if they just want to love each other and that's enough. Something twitched within him as his thoughts balked at their own sentimentality, but that was exactly how Joe wanted to be. Joe had heard once that one thing was common within him and everyone else that was. He thought about it then. The craving for an end to pain, the desire for deliverance, the infinite expectation of the dawn. He thought about it as he sat there alone on Weddawaka Beach, feeling somehow connected with everything else that was. Joe turned his head to the sea and the sun above It poured down its light and filled up his eyes to the brim. He watched the dark-skinned, muscled teenagers dancing topless, running in the warm surf as it splashed up and gleamed at its peak by their chests, and then it broke into a thousand different crystal spheres all filled with light. Joe got up after a while and started walking, up Welawatta to home. He looked inland and prized out lovers. They hid in the thin brown winding legs of the tali trees that ran along the sand at its edge. Joe glanced up at one couple and then another, and then the next as he walked. They hushed as he passed, all huddled up and cuddling, all coiled up in love.
Yeah.